Greetings, friends and radio listeners. You are tuned to the R.G. Hardy broadcast as we come your way proclaiming, souls are crying, men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? I know you're going to really enjoy the broadcast today as we join God's servant, Brother Hardy, as he brings forth a beautiful message entitled, The Bible Doctrine of Peace. What is peace according to Bible terminology? What is shalom? Oh, it's a beautiful message that I know will speak directly to your heart, will lift you up in spirit, will comfort you. So let's join Brother Hardy, God's servant now, for this beautiful message, The Bible Doctrine of Peace.
I'm talking about shalom. I'm talking about peace, not just absence of war. A lot of people in America, we're not in a war, but a lot of people don't have peace. They do not have God's shalom. And sad to say, a lot of God's people do not have peace. They ought to have it, because we have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness, translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son, Jesus. And His kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. But they are not obeying the command of the Lord. For when the Lord said, let not your heart be troubled, and neither let it be afraid, He was not asking or wishing you would do something. He was commanding. In the Greek grammar, that word means a command. Let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. When we let our hearts get troubled and when we let our hearts be fearful, then we are doing a disservice to Jesus. And we're doing a disservice to God, the Father, and the Holy Ghost. Because you know what we are saying in effect? You are not able to solve my problems. You are not powerful enough to meet my needs. You don't have the ability to bring about my perfect well-being. Is there anything too hard for God? Is there anything God cannot do? Is there any enemy that can defeat God? Is there any burden He cannot lift? Are there any cares He cannot carry? Peter said, cast all care upon Him, for He careth for you. Whenever we are fearful and troubled about the things of life, we are not believing God. We're not leaning upon the everlasting arm of the presence of God to work for our well-being. We're saying our circumstance is greater than God. Our problems greater than God. Our bills are greater than God. Our needs are greater than God. My sickness is greater than God. Is there anything greater than God? Is there anything that He cannot do? He has promised, my peace I give unto you. He has promised, my dynamic presence is with you and is in operation for your total well-being. And as long as you keep your faith in me, I will work to bring about your perfect well-being. Perfect well-being in your soul, that there is nothing between you and your Father. Perfect well-being amongst mankind, that there is going to be nothing between. You're going to have harmony and love, not hate anymore. If it's any hate, it's going to have to be on their part. But you're going to have perfect well-being towards all mankind, and you're going to be working towards their well-being. He's going to be working for well-being for your physical mind's health and your body's health. That's what shalom is. Good. Everything that's good. James said every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness nor shadow of changing. God is working for our good. I said the good God is working for our good. And if we keep our faith in the good God, everything is going to be good. Everything is going to be well. You're going to sing, it is well. It is well in my mind. It is well. It is well in my body. It is well. It is well in my pocketbook. It is well. It is well in my soul. Because I'm going to have Yeshua. I'm going to have God's salvation. And he's going to deliver me out of all of my fears. And he's going to deliver me out of all of my bondages. And he's going to deliver me out of all of my sicknesses. And he's going to deliver me out of all of my diseases. And he's going to deliver me out of all of my dilemmas. Because he is actively present with me, working for my well-being. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I mean, that's something to shout about. You want to know what a perfect definition of peace is? Read the 23rd Psalm. That's the definition of peace. You want to know another perfect biblical definition of shalom? Read the 103rd Psalm. I preached on that a few weeks ago. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all. Instead of benefits, I'm going to put in there his shalom, who forgiveth all of my iniquities. He's actively present and forgives all of my sins as I repent and derive strength from him to not sin. He heals me of all my diseases. He's actively present, and because he lives, I shall live also. You want another definition of shalom? It's Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. Surely he has borne our griefs. Surely he has borne our sorrows. And I did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted, wounded for my transgression, perfect well-being for my soul. Wounded for my transgression, bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement of my shalom, my peace is upon him. Peace for my mind, peace for my body, peace for my soul, peace in my life, good for me. Hey, salvation in every respect and aspect of my life, and I have nothing to fear. The Lord is my helper. Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I be afraid? Whom shall I fear? Oh, thank you, Jesus. I feel the active presence of God actively moving in his presence in me this morning. I'm not going to let my heart be troubled. The only way that I can be troubled is if I let it. You know, when we got saved, this is one of my sayings I coined over the years of almost 40 years preaching, that when I got saved, I got the lets. You see, when we got saved, we were no longer slaves anymore. When we were in the old economy, when we were in the reign of the devil, we were slaves. And some people stay so close to the line of demarcation, they still keep the mind and the demeanor of a slave. They still think as a slave instead of a free man. A lot of times preachers would like to give the illustration of what it means to be free is that a man's in prison and the governor pardons him and the door's open, but he don't want to go, he stays there. And the warden tells him, you're free, but he still stays in prison. And that's the way a lot of saints are. Jesus freed them, but they still stay in prison. The door's open, no authority, no rule, and no power can legally keep them, but they stay there. They don't know they have the lets. So instead of letting themselves be free, they let themselves stay in bondage. I refuse to be bound. I've got that part of Shalom, which is Yeshua. I got salvation. You see, how many's got Yeshua? That's the Hebrew word for Jesus. If the Old Testament, if the New Testament would have been written in the same Aramaic, instead of him being called as an English Jesus the Christ, he would have been Yeshua the Messiah. How many say amen? Instead of Yeshu Christus, he is Yeshua. He's my salvation. He's my Savior. He's my deliverer. He's actively present, working for my well-being and my good. And I don't care what comes along my path. If I love him, he's actively present to work all things together for good. Romans 8:28, one of my four foundational scriptures from the beginning of my salvation that I based my salvation on. Jesus is the chief and only foundation. But I built on him. Paul said, if any man build on, can other no other foundation be laid? Only that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus the Lord. And if any man build thereupon, now I built upon the foundation of Jesus. He's my righteousness. I'm saved because of Jesus and Jesus alone. Jesus plus nothing. Jesus plus nothing save me. And I have based my eternal hopes and expectations of eternal life on the foundation of the sacrificial death of Christ, his shed blood on Calvary.
Amen. What a truly uplifting message by my father, Brother Hardy, the Bible doctrine of peace. Actually, the Hebrew term for peace is shalom, and it's much stronger and inclusive than our English peace. It refers not only to the absence of conflicts and trouble, but to wholeness and well-being for the whole man, body, soul, and spirit. God intends for his children to live by this principle and promise of shalom. And Satan will seek to steal our peace. But we have been instructed, we have been commanded to let the peace of God reign and rule in our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. We are let the peace of God to guard our hearts. And this is a term that refers to a referee or umpire who calls the shots. So when the enemy comes against us, we're to let the peace of God reign and rule and usurp authority over the oppression of Satan. God's kingdom is a kingdom of peace, and we are to serve the Lord of peace and the Prince of peace. This message is available in its entirety on both audio cassette and CD. And when you order the message, The Bible Doctrine of Peace, we will send you the bonus message by Brother Hardy, Grace Sufficient. It's so good to know that regardless of what you're facing in your Christian trials, because we all have trials and temptations come to each and every one of us, but regardless of what our circumstances are, God's grace is sufficient for us. And that's why we are told to come boldly to the throne of grace and ask for help in our time of need. For your love gift of at least $10, you can receive the two audio cassettes. And for your love gift of at least $15, you can receive the two CDs. Please send your love offering and request The Bible Doctrine of Peace and Grace Sufficient. Write to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203.